I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea is trying to show the world it means business. They're ready to conduct another nuclear test at any time. The global community? Not amused. Sanctions are coming in the wake of Friday's tests. However, North Korea's Kim Jong-un is undeterred. Open Doors USA spokeswoman Emily Fuentes warns that it could get much harder for North Korea's so-called enemies.
As he's gaining, in his mind, more control, not only is he trying to wage a war against the world, but the first people that he'll continue to attack with in his own country will be minority groups, and Christians are usually the ones who are targeted the most.
Their number one need? Prayer. And not that persecution would end, but rather
that they would be able to stand strong as they are enduring the persecution, that they could continue to be Christ-like.
And in a 300-mile by 300-mile kingdom, the good news of Jesus is being proclaimed more powerfully than ever before. Transworld Radio has a long history of sharing the gospel to South and Southeastern Africa through its transmitter site in Swaziland. Now, a powerful AM radio transmitter has been installed so the message of hope can reach even more people. Lauren Libby's asking that people pray that that impact would continue.
People would be strengthened in their faith, and as they move into an environment in which is not necessarily gospel-friendly, that Jesus would use them in an unusual way as a light in the midst of that culture to penetrate it for the good news.
And the way that God saw this project through was nothing short of miraculous. Get the full details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's pretty overwhelming. So let's be part of that solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.